My Music. A panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shryan. Your chairman, Steve Race.
Hello, I hope you're going to enjoy this programme. That, at any rate, is what the BBC had in mind when they took the risk of inviting John Amos and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. While beside me sits that mistress of the new math, Leonie Lawson. We're on the stage of the Westminster Theatre, scene of former triumphs by H. Ibsen, G.B. Shaw, T.S. Eliot, and now J. Amos. John, I know you're not much of a jazz fan, but at least you can tell us the composer and hazard a guess at the band leader involved in this.
Rather a lot of what I believe they call reeds.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say? Yes. Is he ennobled?
Pardon? Ennobled, yes.
Would he be the Count of Basie?
No, he wouldn't.
Would he be the Duke of Ellington?
Yes, he would. Duke Ellington's band, yes, or orchestra, Billy Strayhorn's arrangement of what?
Oh, it's a duck-like dance. Anitra.
Anitra's dance, yes.
Yes.
From?
Peer Gynt.
We're going to get there by?
Grieg.
Grieg, yes, from the Peer Gynt.
You wanted to know all that, did
yes,
you?
Yes, I wanted to know all of that. I'm yes, so I didn't know any of that, and I wanted to know. It wasn't written down here.
Wasn't that helpful?
Yes,
very. It was, as Marjorie Proops put it, jazzed up to crescendo pitch. I thought you'd like that.
Growing pains.
Yes. Frank, you remember we heard a record of Nikolai Gedda apparently singing Elephant's Ears. Do you remember? At the end of La Donna e Mo.
Oh, yes.
Elephant's Ears. Yes. Also, later on, we had an Italian song from Gigli in which he seemed to be singing about chewing gum. That was another of our programmes. Well, now, Mrs. M. E. Cook of Basildon brings to our attention Cilla Black, no less, singing a song about a divine power saw.
With your hand resting in mine, I feel a power so divine.
It's true, you see.
Power saw divine. It's wonderful.
Thank
Cilla
you,
Black.
Thank you, Mrs. Cook. Yes. Frank, for your mark, what is the song called?
Into My World.
Yes, near enough. You're My World.
She hadn't got to the shrieky bit.
No, she hasn't. That's right. You're My World.
You're My World and everything.
Mm. Ian, a highly popular tune appearing in two very different musical worlds. In your case, who's the singer? Nice tune.
It's a singer who, the only time that I ever had a chance to go and hear him, he had laryngitis and had to sing as well as he could with a microphone in the hall. If it's the right one, I think it's Tito Skipa.
Tito Skipa it was. Recorded in 1926.
And he's singing the Two Lovely Black Eyes. My father, who was no singer at all, once saw somebody in his youth who had obviously been involved in a fight and thought he would be rather clever and sang Two Lovely Black Eyes at him, and he got a black eye.
Very funny, mate. Sure, yes. Tito Skipa, yes, a wonderful singer, whom Toscanini chose for Alfredo. Two Lovely Black Eyes, or Vieni sul Mar, of course, is the proper name, isn't it? Dennis, Two Lovely Black Eyes, Vieni sul Mar, call it what you will, it has a memorable opening phrase. Do, 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 do. Memorable, but not unique.
Thank you.
then it's whose tune and for which early musical show? He played it like that himself, so you can guess the composer, surely.
Well, is it Gershwin?
Yes, it's Gershwin. The song is called Nobody But You.
Oh, I don't know that. I never heard that song. It's rather nice, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. No. Half a mark, I think.
How early?
1919. Very.
Well...
And alliterative show.
Yeah, that's the one. If it was the
Getting Gertie's Garden. No. Gamma Gerton's Needle.
The first show for which Broadway show which he wrote the full score of was called La La Lucille.
He's got it.
If you can ever find a song from that, which I heard somebody play at a kind of record swap meeting, but I've never been able to get hold of, and it's called There's More to a Kiss Than the... what I was equally fascinated by was how they spelt it.
Yeah. Yes.
And on the label it says there's more to a kiss than the XXX, doesn't really get there, does it?
No, it's T-S-C-H-K or something. Yeah.
There can't be an awful lot more, can there? No. Philosophically, there's more to...
I think we'll draw a veil over the details of that. Actually, yes, Gershwin from La La Lucille. I'll be asking each of you, a little later in the programme, for some words to suit this musical phrase. Just that. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So you'll be thinking about that. Meanwhile, let's just think about some musical films. Mrs. Doris Clazon of Blackburn recalls a memorable musical moment from a film. Let me read you from her letter. She says, it was Marlene Dietrich in Dishonored. She is leaning beside a piano, watching a German general who is trying to impress her with his brilliant but soulless playing. When he turns arrogantly to her for approval, she asks, shall I put another penny in? Nice moment, those musical films. Have you a favourite musical film memory? Chopin, Liszt, they've all suffered, haven't they? Beethoven,
one of my favourites was that one with Ivan de Carlo about Rimsky-Korsakov. Oh. When he's so intent on writing his music, and they all go on shore leave.
He was a sailor, wasn't he?
Mm. And they come round, I'll have a vodka. I'll have a beer. What can I get for you, sir? Bring me a bottle of ink. I want to write my music. And there's a particularly
There's
a typically subtle way in which you realise that that one young man on the deck, you know, answering the roll call, is the hero. They do a little bit of cock door, da-da-dum-bum-bum, assemble on desk, and they go through the list. Asnikov, Baznikov, Krasnikov, Desnikov, and finally you get to Rimsky-Korsakov, sir! And you somehow guess this is the hero.
Yes, indeed.
What was the one Cornell Wilde film about Chopin's Song to Remember, where she says to him, will you discontinue playing that jangling polonaise all day? Actually, my favourite, though, is not... I mean, it's easy to do that, but that was what the audiences wanted. When they want to be funny in a musical, they are funny. And I think there's been no better dialogue than Singing in the Rain when Gene Hagen, as the sort of faded 20th film star, says to the mob who are surrounded her, if, you know, after the premiere, and makes a little speech, says, if we have brung a little joy into your humdrum lives, then we feel that our work ain't been in vain for nothing. That's high order.
It still remains my favourite musical
high
film.
Order, right. Somewhere else she says... She says to somebody, I earn more than Calvin Coolidge put together.
I have not a memory of any of these films about the great composers or musical films. When I was 19 and I was in New York and was taken to the famous Radio City Music Hall and saw a film with Ginger Rogers, I think it was called Bachelor Mother. Mm-hmm. And there were, and she's there with this baby, and I can't remember whether it was Fred Astaire was the co-star, but they, before they can go out for the evening, they have to feed this baby and sort of settle it down, and there is this marvellous scene where they neither of them know anything about what to do, and they've got this book, and he says, well, we've got to feed it, and it says here, mix up 5 parts of milk with 2 parts of water, and then, and obviously he turns over 2 pages and says, and then rub it gently into its navel.
Frank, are you a musical film addict? You
know, composer? I find, well, early musical films were essentially ludicrous. Mm. It was rather like seeing Grand Opera in close-up, which it shouldn't be. Yeah. I think just the remembrance of Nelson Eddy singing to very pretty Jeanette MacDonald. Oh, Rosemary! And their noses are 4.5 inches apart.
I ought just to put in a word for jazz musicians, some of my friends who... There was a time, you'll remember this, Dennis, when always on the screen, jazz equaled crime. Mm. If it was a crime story, they had to have jazz. And I was talking once to a wonderful jazz drummer, Shelley Mann, and he said whenever they had a crime film or a crime television film, they used to wheel in these jazz musicians, and they used to give them lines to say which no jazz musician would ever utter. And they would give Shelley Mann, who knew a bit about jazz, a line that said, "Man, dig that crazy Hepcat's jive." Not a word anybody ever said in the music business. And they were always terrible, and the line was always cut out eventually, and the people say, "He's not much good, you know, Shelley Mann. You can't book him for a film." Well,
but I think a new life started for me, convalescing after Whooping Cough in Torquay, seeing a film with... And I'd never seen him before with Maurice Chevalier. Suddenly it was magical. I think that was the first musical film I ever saw, and life was never quite the same again after that.
No, it's not. Right, from me and my piano, an introduction from each of you, please. The title of the piece, John, here's yours.
Isn't it Schubert?
Yes, it's Schubert.
Yes.
It's a means of transport.
Pardon me? Means of transport?
Yes, it comes from Schwanengestalt.
Transports of joy. No. You always say chart, don't you? Because it's the only Schubert song you know.
No, you wouldn't
once
tie...
in 98 weeks, I'm right.
You wouldn't tie
the
a letter...
Earl Trout.
You wouldn't tie a letter to a trout and say, take this to my love, would you?
Ah.
Oh. I'll settle for the title in German. Die... Now, I've got to have you there. Die Taubenpost. Pigeon Post.
Oh, Die Taubenpost.
Oh, Taubenpost. From, as I said, from...
Is mine going to be like this?
No. It's so easy, Frank. I'll give you just one bar of melody and one bar of vamp. Here it is, right?
Which was which?
I'll give you the last bar again.
That's yes.
You know what it is, don't you?
The as Dennis once said, the lady has a bicycle.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Donna Immobile.
That Donna Immobile, yes, that's right. Yeah, it's a rather classy round this, and John didn't get the mark, and you did. Ian, easy again. So for you, just the last two bars of the introduction.
Easy again, easy.
Last two bars of the introduction.
What is it?
I thought it was the man I love.
Can I just do that? What actually was it?
Schubert's Serenade.
Serenade, yes, thank you. Dennis, yours isn't exactly an introduction. It's the piano accompaniment, you might say, to a familiar big band favourite. Listen, and don't despair until I've finished. Okay?
Down
Skyliner.
What is it called?
Oh, yeah, I very nearly despaired there. Yeah. It's Skyliner, Skyliner. Charlie Barnett.
Absolutely.
Charlie Barnett, yeah.
Yes. Oh, good. I didn't think you'd get that.
It's on the reverse side of West End Blues.
Not anymore.
No.
Well, now, a gentleman wrote to me from Oxted in Surrey as follows. Some years ago, he wrote, it was demonstrated to me that to the tune of the Skater's Waltz, any words at all seem to fit in beautifully. To me, this is so demonstrably untrue that I thought I'd ask you which song you think gave rise to this extraordinary idea. Just as a reminder, here's how the tune goes. John, sing us what fits that.
Skating a pole, because I fall, I always slip and hurt my hip.
You need to have gone as far as that, but that'll do very nice.
I wanted to, because I'd done the third and fourth lines.
Yes.
Didn't bother to face them.
No. Frank, what have you got for us?
Couldn't think of anything. All I've got is God Save the Queen.
Fits. All right. Dum dum ba dum,
Ian da di da dum. I've not got on very well either. I've only got to. I love to eat. I love to drink. There's all sorts of possibilities
well,
after that.
I couldn't think of any song that it fitted, but it seemed to fit all sorts of those brusque injunctions that are printed up, like, please mind the doors, keep off the grass, please wipe your feet, switch off at the main. But then, after that last question, it could be musical tables as well. Two twos are four, two threes are six. Yeah, I got up to about seven.
As in the inchworm. Yes, it could. That's right. Actually, it's the Skater's Waltz, as John indicated.
That gets hard. If you'd ask me that.
Oh, that simple, yes.
Simple.
John, this next round concerns a pop group with a four-letter word for a name. What four-letter word is that?
Of a pop group?
Yes.
Beat. No.
You can tell us if you were right as you hear them.
ABBA.
ABBA, it is.
Yeah. It's a palindrome like a deerstalker hat. Which is the same whichever way you're going.
Yes. Useful. Frank, here's more of ABBA.
Oh, good.
You're so hot.
Frank, four names, which is the odd one out? Anita Frieda Lindstad Fredriksson, Anna Ulvaeus, Emanuel Swedenborg, and Benny Andersson.
Oh, God, what can it be? Can I try Emanuel Swedenborg as being...
Well, yes, you've got it. You worked your way to it, didn't you? That's right. Who is a scientist and philosopher. The missing ABBA name would be rather harder to come up with. You don't have to.
D'Artagnan.
Well, yes. Yeah, another obvious. Björn. Ian, more from ABBA. Ian, did you enjoy that?
Not to any spectacular extent.
One mark. Dennis. I asked about a question, he answered it correctly. Why not? Right, Dennis, here they are again.
Good.
Dennis, ABBA called that song Angel Eyes, which is a bit of a nerve because of this Angel Eyes, written before ABBA was even thought of.
Try to think that love's not around. it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground because my angel eyes ain't here.
Dennis, that same composer composed Everything Happens to Me, Will You Still Be Mine, Violets for Your Furs. Who was he?
Well, he's a man called Matt Dennis, who actually, I think, I've got some LPs of his. He's also, I think, is a very good singer, rather on the kind of Mel Torme lines,
yeah,
isn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly, yes. Great, very, very greatly good. Gifted man, yes, Matt Dennis. Finally, two songs from shows, Sunnyside Up and The Merry Widow, and two not from shows, though often sung in shows of various kinds. Frank, Sunnyside Up.
I saw that. It was Charles Fell and yes, Janet Gaynor, wasn't it?
And El Brundell and various people.
Don't remember her. Keep your sunny side up, up. Hide the side that gets blue. If you've 11 sons in a row, football teams make money, no. Keep your funny side up, up. Let your laughter shine through. Do rise up on yourself. Be like two fine eggs. Keep your sunny side up.
John, I must confess that my request is going to sing one of the most tuneful bits from one of the most tuneful of shows, The Merry Widow, Camille's song.
I really need a monocle for this.
Yes, you do.
Hang on.
Sieht dort ein kleiner Pavillon, er kann höchst diskret verschwiegen sein. Oh, dieser kleine Pavillon plaudert nicht ein Wörtchen aus. Oh, nein, dunkel und zum Feinkim, was komm in den kleinen Pavillon, komm süßen Rendezvous.
Dennis sings Sposin.
Supposing I should fall in love with you, do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Supposing I should say for you I yearn, would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, could you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you.
Just before Ian sings his Scots song from the Harry Lauder collection, I want to ask him something arising from a letter, Ian, I had from Margaret Woodburn of Edinburgh. She wrote to me about a little girl who requested a song about Lady Mona Green. I wonder, can you identify it? Lady Mona
Lady
Green.
Lady Mona Green?
You've sung it, actually.
Oh!
Rom, rom, rom. It's one of those.
Yes, it... it's the must be the Bonnie Earl of Moray, but of course it's Lady. They have slain the Earl of Moray and Lady Mon the Green.
Well, yes, we've slain the Earl of Moray and Lady.
I mean, that sounds as if he'd been murdered on a golf course.
Let's have song.
Oh, we parted on the shore. Yes, we parted on the shore. I said goodbye, love, for I'm off to Baltimore. Then I kissed her on the ship, and the crew began to roar. heely-ho, heely-ho, and we parted on the shore all together. Oh, we parted on the shore, yes, we parted on the shore. I said goodbye, love, for I'm off to Baltimore. Then I kissed her on the ship, and the crew began to roar. Heely-ho, heely-ho, parted on the shore.
We parted on the shore. And as we part, let me just mention we have a minor victory on the score sheet for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Shryan and Pete Atkin.